What's good, everybody? Anthony Jr. here. Thank you for tuning into Knowledgeable Purpose. And today I want to discuss with you something that probably will kind of shock you. As you can see, the title is Jealousy or Offense. And I'm saying that because I actually kind of ran into a situation like this at work. And so there's a gentleman that I work with, a cool guy named Daniel. He decided that this isn't something that he wants to do anymore. He doesn't want to work in the lab testing field in construction. So he wants to go to the electrical side of things, residential, commercial type stuff. So he told me this about a month and a half ago. And of course, out of respect for him and understanding how the job market is, and especially different people, when you talk to them, some people will try to deter you away from your goals and the things that you want to do with your life. So I didn't tell anybody. I kept it secret, and I told him, I said, hey man, I'll keep that between me and you. You ain't got to worry about me saying nothing to nobody else. So here it is, about a month and a half later, I'm in the office, and the guy said, one guy says in front of about two other employees, well, look like Daniel's gone. And I'm like, I act like I didn't know. And anybody that knows me knows that there's just certain things like this that I feel like I don't really need to be just jumping on the bandwagon of what everybody else does, because I don't know where this conversation is going to go. So I said, oh yeah, he's leaving? Oh, okay. Where? I already knew he was going to the electrical field. So he says, yeah, he's going to the electrical field. I said, oh, okay. I said, well, I wish him nothing but the best, man. I wish him nothing but the best. That's good. So as soon as I said that, a little after that, he was like, well, I mean, I guess it could be, but, you know, that's going to take a lot of work. So, of course, he's probably saying this based off of people that he knows, or I don't know. Maybe he was saying it because he don't think that he's going to be able to do it. I don't know. So that's a part of the reason why I act like I didn't know, because sometimes there's just certain situations where you have to kind of play like you don't really know what's going on. So it's very interesting. I noticed last week that when I seen him, he act like he didn't really want to talk to me. Before, he would sit down with me, he would talk, you know, he would kind of conversate with me a little bit, but this time he seemed like he was very short of breath, like he really didn't want to speak to me like that. So I was like, man, what's up with that? I was like, okay, well, I ain't gonna bother him. I get it, when you don't want to be bothered, so cool, I won't really say much. Well, I'm on the phone with Daniel today, and he tells me, we're conversating, he was asking me about some stuff about the job, and then he says, yeah, I told them, you know, I told him and somebody else that all three of these guys are always texting each other, like they text each other throughout the week or whatever. So he tells him, hey, well, I already had told Anthony knew like a week ago. He was the only person I told. I didn't tell anyone else. Okay. Now that, I think, kind of is what made him kind of feel funny towards me, because I was acting like I didn't know when I really did know. So I guess maybe he got a little offended, like, really? So as Daniel was telling him and another guy this, they both look at him like, why would you tell Anthony? This is what Daniel told me on the phone less than an hour ago. So of course I was laughing, and I wanted to make this segment just to say this, man, look, you're gonna have people, they're gonna get offended. You're gonna have people, they're gonna feel certain ways about you. Look, some stuff you just don't even need to address. There are some things in life you just got to walk past, and you just got to say, it's neither here nor there. Doesn't bother me, because the way I see it is like this. If I'm not helping people become better people, if I'm not encouraging people and helping them progress in life, there's really no reason for me to go around talking bad about somebody, right? I'm not saying I'm perfect, but come on, man. There's no reason for me to say that this dude won't make it in the field that he's going into, right? I just talked to him on the phone. You know what my words were? I said, hey, man, I'm really happy for you, man. There's an old saying. I said, man, if you really like this job, there's an old saying that says, grow where you're planted. I said, man, I'm not trying to school you or nothing. I just want to encourage you and tell you, man, in less than 5 years, if you hit it hard and you really learn, man, I said, man, you'll be making well over $50,000 a year, well over that. So I said, man, I wish you nothing but the best. So to wrap up this entire segment, if people get offended, if people get jealous over stuff like that, man, you got to let it roll off your back like water on the duck's back, man, and keep it moving. So I hope I encourage you all. If you're having any trouble at your job, man, remember this. It's always important when you are in a work environment to learn how to mind your business as well. I hope y'all get that. All right, I'll holler at y'all. Much love. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.